Welcome to the Tzorba Mirabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Razer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Razer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Razer.
Okay, we are into the next section of Libun. So we are in volume number 21 of the Tzorba Mirabanan series, Hilcha Shabbos, the Lax Family Edition, the Mervis Family Volume, and we are in the middle of our discussion of Malabein. In this volume, we have many Halacha L'maisa discussions. First, we spoke about Asiyas Ohel. Now we're speaking about Malabein. Then we're going to talk about Tofer, Korea, Kosher, Matir, Kosher, and Mochek. Taking medicine a lot in this volume. So we are in the second of our two shiurim relating to Malabein. So we spoke last time about the Doraisa of cleaning, which we said is really any one of the three stages of the process of Libun, and that is soaking, that with the language of Chazal, Shriya So Zeo Kibuso, just soaking a beged itself could be an Issa D'Oraisa, a Malabein. Then the agitation cycle, right? The shaking off some of the dirt, and then the spinning, the squeezing out, Schita could also be part of Malabein. So we spoke about the D'Oraisas of Malabein last time. We spoke about clean begadim, dirty begadim, synthetic items, and the like. So now we'll start on page 87. We're up to Isurei D'Rabbanan of Malabein. A lot to talk about here relating to chashos and cleaning up spills, and is there any malabein without liquid? So let's get right into this right now. So the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel discusses that we know we're supposed to walk differently on Shabbos, and we're not supposed to run and jump. So the Gemara says, what happens if you come to a body of water and you want to get by? Source 36. I'm halich b'Shabbos upaga b'masamayim. You come to a water source on Shabbos. What do you do? So if im yachol aniyeches ragla rishona kodem shiyadakar shniya, if you could lean over, put 1 foot on one side of the water and 1 foot on the other side of the water, and lean and go over, then that's fine. That's what you could do. V'im la. But if not, you can't go right through the water. Why can't you go right through the water? Because you're worried that if I wet my begadim, then I might come to squeeze the begadim. Says Rava, but what are you supposed to do? What's your other choices? Mechi levit, leikuf, are you supposed to, walk all the way around? That's mafish bihilucha. That's more tircha on Shabbos. I'm not supposed to do that. Le'avar, if I'm supposed to go straight through the water, that's also not a good option, as we just said. Zimnin, demisvasin mane maya. Maybe my begadim will get saturated with water. Va'asli deschita, I might come to squeeze out my beged. Ela baha kivan delekolo efshar shaper dami. If there's no choice, you can what? You can jump. You can't jump. That's the context of the Gemara. You could jump over, even though you're not supposed to jump on Shabbos. It's a violation of Shelo Yehi Luchach Shal Shabbos Ki Luchach Shal Chol. But here, it is allowed. So you see from this Gemara that there's a chashash that not only, besides the darais of Shriya So Zeo Kibuso, but even getting a beged wet could be an Isser D'Rabbanon of I might come to be sochet. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos in Source 37, Hamachabes begadim harizo toldos malabein v'chayev. If I wash clothing that is malabein, right? The av malacha malabein is washing the wool that you just took off of the sheep. So machabes is a tolda. Hasochet es habeged ashiosi amayim shebo. If I squeeze out a beged to get the liquid out, harizem machabes v'chayev. That's a da'oraisa of cleaning. Shaschita mitzarche kibusi. An important line of the Rambam. Squeezing. Chita is part of the cleaning process, kemosha hahagasa mitzorchei bishul, like stirring is part of the cooking process. We spoke about hagasa, about magus in our discussions of bishul. We spoke about maybe even magus on a fire, the kolbo, even when it's on the fire and it's fully cooked. But the Rambam's context here is chita. So squeezing out liquid from a beged would be a daraisa. So Chazal asserted getting a beged wet, saturated, because I might come to squeeze it out. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You're allowed to jump. You're allowed to jump over the water. You can't walk through it. So 1 second. 1 minute. We remember the previous year. Didn't in the previous year we had kulas on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, you can walk straight through. You go into your Rebbe, you can walk straight through. So Tosfos already asked that. Tosfos asked that, how are you allowed to do that? Why don't you say Shriya So Zeo Kibuso there? So if you remember, we had a machlokas in Tosfos between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri said, well, if the clothing is clean, then there's no Shriya So Zeo Kibuso. It's clean, so you're not cleaning anything. Or the Rabbeinu Tam said, if it's derech lichloch, you're walking through, that's not cleaning it, you're getting it dirtier. So maybe that's a heter. Or maybe it's l'tzorach mitzvah, would be mutter. But in any case, that's all regarding the Issa Daraisa of Shriya So Zeo Kibuso. But why isn't there a Dirabanan? Why isn't there an Issa Dirabanan of, you might come to squeeze out the beged? That's the question that Tosfos asks in here in Kufyat Aleph, right? Why isn't there a gzera dilma asila de schita? So Tosfos answers, mitzvah shiny. Maybe it's different, but what if you're not doing a mitzvah? What if you're just walking on Shabbos? What if you're not doing a mitzvah? So are there any limitations? So the Rishonim quote limitations, and the Ramah quotes it in Source 40, maybe the chshash of schita only applies if it's a very wet. If it's a large quantity of moisture, that's the only time that there'll be a chashash of schita. So if it's a non-mitzvah context and there's a lot of liquid, that's where there's an issue of gzera shem yischot. That's what the Ramah says in Source 40. Ubeget she'en alav lichloch. If you have a beged that doesn't have any dirt. If it's dirty, then even a little bit is going to be a problem. But if it's not dirty, mutar lasei salav mayim uatim alom merubim. You could get it a little wet. Why would you want to get a clean beged a little wet? Why would you be interested in doing that on Shabbos? The answer is cleaning up a spill. So we have to get into that. How do you clean up a spill on Shabbos? So let's say water falls all over the place, or wine or soda. So how does one clean up a spill? Right, if I'm gonna get it very wet, the towel. So then isn't there an issue of Shema Yischot? It's not a mitzvah. And if it's very wet, the Ramah says, if it doesn't have any lichloch on it, using a clean towel, so you're only allowed to put mayim muatim, only a little bit, not a lot. So how do you solve that problem? And just a related issue is that the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says, you're not allowed to handle soaking wet begadim. The Ramah says, Asu l'taltulam shema yavu l'dei schita, v'shemach b'dal meimav. Right, so what do you do? What do you do, right? If you have something that's totally soaked, if it's in the middle of the floor, it's getting things wet, you got to figure something out. But if it's in a sink and it's not bothering anybody, you got to leave it there. So what do? How do you clean up a spill? If it's just a little spill, okay, there's not so much. You saturate you wipe it with a baguette. But if it's a big spill, then what do you do? So three suggestions you have on page 90. Number one is to use a few different towels. If you use a few different towels, so each one of them is not going to come totally soaked, each one of them could be looked at as a small amount of liquid. And that's what the Ramah said earlier. The Ramah said earlier in Simon Shin Beis, in source number 40, right? Mudolas is la mayim muatim. So number one is if you use a couple of towels. Number two, if you use more than one person. The Shmir Shabbos writes, if it's more than one person involved, so then they're going to remind each other, and then maybe there won't be any chshash of Shema Yischot. Says the Shmir Shabbos in 43, quoting the Magen Avraham, Dasara b'nei adam mutarim l'taltel gam shar begadim retuvim. Right, if you have 10 people, they can remind each other, Dimit kiryad adi, v'ayim b'sh elio rabba, d'gam b'shnei b'nei adam. Even two people, so you have two people involved, that's also... There's only a chash that you might come to be sochet, A, if there's a lot of water, B, if you're the only one. You might come to forget. If there's somebody else there, then they'll remind you. The other solution is if it's a case where you would never mind leaving the fabric wet. There's no chash that you're going to come to squeeze out the liquid. It's a situation where you're never going to come to squeeze it out. So then that also is allowed. Says the Mishnah Brura, V'imu davar she'ein machbet al meibav. I'm not machbet on the liquid in this becket. U'manicho kamazvanim amayim. I'll leave the water in there. So then, lo gazrina shem yischot bazeh, there's no gzeira of shema yischot. So where does this come up? Disposable. Disposable napkins, disposable paper towels. Nobody ever squeezes out. It's disposable. They're thrown out. So this could be the heter of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you're never machpid on its meimav, and you'll leave it in there, so that applies to anything disposable, napkins and towels, and so then it wouldn't be a problem. Some would suggest that this is also by our towels. By our towels, what do? We put them in the washing machine. We don't squeeze them out. So maybe any of our shmatis, any of our shmatas would also have this heter. If you look in the Kol Aliyah, Rav Mordechai Aliyah says in 45, Mutter lenagev nozlim b'mapiot niyar regilos. You could wipe up liquids with regular paper towels, paper napkins. Mikivan shebedera klal, other mishtamish ben pamachas. Could people use them once? Venasochta nachareshimash. Nobody ever squeezes them out, and therefore that would be okay. Tosfos also, another consideration, Tosfos says that if it's a colored, if it's water, then maybe kashema yischot. But if it's colored, if it's wine or some soda in there, you're not going to squeeze it out. And that's not going to make the thing, the towel, cleaner. So Tosfos says maybe if it's color liquids, it would be better. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that maybe even it would apply to wine as well. But this is all cleaning up spills with a dry fabric. With a dry fabric on Shabbos, what do you do? So as we said, maybe use a couple of towels so it doesn't get too much on any one towel, or more than one person should be involved in cleaning it up. Or number three, that if it's used, if it's disposable, or even if it's just shmatas, that there's no chashash to squeeze out, that would be okay. The Archa Shabbos says, though, that to wet a towel beforehand, so that's already a different issue. Wetting a towel beforehand, Rav Archa Shabbos says in 49. Because what am I going to do with the wetting the towel? Are you allowed to wet a towel on purpose? Says the Archa Shabbos, Osir l'shtamish b'matlis retuva l'tzorach nikui ha-shulchan. O haritzpah, why? Because shebishas ha-nikui nischad ma-mayim b'matlis. Why did I get it wet? I'm going to push down on the towel in order for the liquid to get squeezed out. In the cases up till now, I just want to absorb the liquid into my towel and then dump the towel. But why would I get a towel wet first? Because I want to press down and then squeeze the liquid out? That's a problem. I could first put the liquid on the counter. Let's say there's something sticky on the counter. I could pour some liquid on the counter and then wipe. And then wipe with my disposable napkin or paper towel. That would be okay. But not to first wet the towel, because then the whole purpose of that is to then squeeze out the liquid from the towel. Shebishas ha-nikui nischad ma-mayim b'matlis. Amnam, mutar l'shtamesh, continues the Archa Shabbos. B'matlis yevesha amanas lispog l'tocha mashkin. Rav Ribiat also discusses that this is only where it's on a hard surface, it's on a floor, or it's on a counter, right? If it's on a tablecloth, if there's a spill on a tablecloth, which is self-absorbent, then you have to be careful about the tablecloth also. Because any type of pressure, you know, I could just drop a napkin to absorb some of the surface liquid. But anything more than that would be a problem because of the absorption into the paper towel. If a drink spilled on a tablecloth, says Rav Ribiat, one may gently place paper napkins over the wet area to absorb the surface liquid, as we just described. However, one may not press a dry cloth or paper napkin against the wet area to draw out the moisture, because then you're pressing, you're using the paper towels there as well. This also relates to sponges, right? Using a sponge on Shabbos is a problem because you're squeezing out the liquid from the sponge, unless you get the special type of Shabbos sponges where there really is no, there is no absorption, right? You can hold the sponge and the water will all drip out. That's how you could test. As long as you don't have the regular sponges, which really absorbs, right? The if you look at Rav Simcha Ben Imkon on the top of page 93, summarizes options if somebody wants to clean up a spill on a hard surface. The prohibition of saturation does not apply to towels, rags, or paper towels, which people generally do not mind leaving saturated. As we said, if you use a disposable or even just a shmata, that, you know, it's not going to be a problem. It does not apply to saturating fabric with a liquid that will soil it badly and require washing. That's the other heter that we saw in Tosfos and the Ramah, that if it's dirty liquid, then it's another heter, such as filthy, odorous water. You're never going to want to squeeze that out. Practically speaking, the prohibition of saturating fabric is relevant when cleaning up spilled liquids. Based on the guidelines set forth, these are the following rules. A small liquid amount, you could even blot it. If it's a larger liquid, you have to just leave it and let it get absorbed. Then you see a picture over there, some of the special types of towels. Rav Ribiat said you should test them. You should test the towels before Shabbos to make sure they drip out, the sponges, they drip out, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem on Shabbos. Relating to this is a huge topic in the poskim, and that is baby wipes. Baby wipes, we have on page 95. Baby wipes, what do you mean? Of course, you know, what else was the other choice? Well, what did they do before baby wipes? I don't know, they put the baby under the sink. But if you don't have any hot water, it's a problem. You have to just pour water, try to warm water and pour water on the bottom of the baby. But many use baby wipes. So what is the issue with baby wipes? So Rav Tzvi Pesach writes in Source 54 that De'ein b'zeh mishum malabein, there's no issue of cleaning the wipe. Because you're using this wipe to wipe the dirt on the baby. So it's not about the issue of cleaning the wipe, but what about the squeezing out of the liquid? We mentioned that might be a tolda of dush. Remember, tolda of dush, Tosfos says the schita of dush and the schita malabin. But is there an issue of squeezing out the liquid from the baby wipe? So this is the major machlokas aposkim. First, he quotes the machmirim, Rav Riviat. He assumes that one squeezes the wipe so that the moisture inside emerges and is used to clean the baby's body. Right? So this is could be, he says, even a daraisa, and therefore it should be prohibited. One should not use pre-wetted wipes on Shabbos to clean a child during diapering. The consumer is expected to extract the absorbed liquid solution while wiping the cloth on the baby's skin. Because the wiping action is meant to extract and absorb liquid, it is classified as mefarek dush, which is forbidden. He quotes that certain major poskim are quoted to have permitted the use of baby wipes on Shabbos and Yontif because most of the moisture is not absorbed within the fibers but is settled upon the surface of the cloth. Even according to the lenient ruling, you shouldn't be push it down vigorously. And he says he spoke to various manufacturers, and they assume that they have conflicting reports. The Aruch HaShabbos is also machmir. Rav Ovadia is machalik between vigorous or soft wiping. In 57, right, magvonim lachim. Right, baby wipes that are there to clean the baby's bottom after the baby does their thing. But you should just wipe softly so you're not pushing down so much. The Shmir Shabbos also seems to be mechalek between strong wiping or soft wiping. But if you look in a number of poskim, he quotes here from the Tshuvas V'Dibartabam, Rav Moskowitz, a Talmud of Rav David Feinstein, and at length in a number of Tshuvas from Rav Asher Weiss and the Minchas Asher, they are Mekel Lagamre. Mekel that there is no, and Rav Rimon also, in the Hemshech. If you look in the Minchas Asher, in Source 60, he says he wrote a whole tshuva of Leheter. Then he got tshuvas back asking, and he says he stands by his word. He stands by his word that it doesn't matter how wet they are. Me'ikar adin, he said, Lani asadi alocha kamishna rishona. To be bedikos rabos sha'arachti, on many experiments that I did, heresi ladasha b'shimush mekubal, in the regular normal usage, b'magbonim hamatsuyim kayom bashuk, ein schita klal. There's no schita. What and the nikar have the klal? And you're talking about schita liquid on the baby's bottom. As he says, it's made in a certain way that you don't want it to be wet on the baby afterwards, right? If it's wet on the baby, then there's a problem for the baby. That's going to be uncomfortable. It's somehow the liquid comes out, but it doesn't stay. But ofan shanozel tofeach aleim veino nivla bahem ki kol toeles magbonim ele hu shakamut mu atash al nozlim. A little amount of liquid mufreshes meim al gabi aguf goes onto the body of the baby umis adem ele and kind of evaporates. Kashin tzorach nigov nosaf. You don't have to dry it afterwards. After you use these wipes, you're not drying it, which shows that what came out al kein miyutzarim magbonim elu ba'ofa miyuchad. And it really doesn't stay. And therefore he says, Pashut, in the next page, Lanias Daiti, De Eno de Miskavin Leschita. You don't have kavana for squeezing out the liquid. You don't want the baby's skin to be all wet. Right? It's, you need Lachatz Misuyam. Eno Kadei Lahafrish Nozel. Elo Kadei Lasalek Heitevis Alichloch. Why are you pressing down on the wipe? Not to get the liquid out, but just to get the dirt off the baby. That's really what you're pressing for. V.M. Cain, Yishlahatir B'shtei Ta'amim. It says, not two reasons. Number one, Karv Levadei She'in Kan Schita. Nothing is squeezing out. And even if something squeezes out, it's a Devar She'in Meskavein. It's definitely not a Psik Resha. So he argues. It says, not only is it not Aser Darais, it's not Aser Darabanan, and it's Mutter. It's Mutter. And that's what Rav Rimon also writes, where he says, says that maybe not to do it so hard, but he says also the ikar is to clean the baby and not to squeeze out the liquid, and therefore he says me ikar ladina on page 100 mutter l'shtamish b'shabes b'magbon malchim avur tinok mutter ach yesh lanagi benachas, best to do it softly u'bavadai shlo to mamish, not to squeeze out. If you hold a wipe so the liquid comes out, that would be something that's more chamor, but that's what we're not talking about. Okay, there is one more section of libun for us to discuss, and that is there libun without liquid? Everything we've spoken up until now has been libun with liquid. Is there any libun without liquid? So this is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi, how to understand the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav Mabez, Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara tells us in source number 62, you have it there, page 102. Amar Rav Huna, Hamanar Talisa B'Shabbos, if somebody shakes off their beged on Shabbos, they're Chayav Achatas, which means a Daraisa. Somebody shakes their beged off on Shabbos, it's a daraisa, but only if it's new and only if it's black. Because it seems like that was what they were very makpid on in the days of the Gemara, and that's what it made a big difference, shaking this off only if it was new and only if it was black. And only what people are makpid about it. If it's new, if it's black, if people are makpid about it, that's where it's an issue. What are they shaking off here? It does not say in the Gemara. If you're Mina'er Talisa, what are you shaking off? Rashi, you're shaking off dirt. Shaking off dirt. I meant Tosfos, not Rashi. Rashi says you're shaking. Yeah, Rashi's shaking off dirt. There's no liquid here, right? It's just dust. Shaking off dust, according to Rashi, in a situation where you're makpid about it, that it makes a big, significant difference, that could be an Issa D'Araisa. The Gemara continues. Ula Iklala Pumpadisa. Chaza Rabbanan to Kamanafsi Glimayu. Ula came to Pumpadisa. He saw the rabbis that were shaking off their begadim. Omar Kamachalan Rabbanan Shabsa. He says to them, there's a Chil Shabbos going on here. What are you shaking your begadim off from the dirt? Omaluhu Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda tells him, says, Nafotsu Leabape. Analo Kaptina Midi. They don't really care. They're doing it because they're getting a little clean, but they would wear it even without getting the dust off, and therefore they're not makpid. So you see from here, it's already a different type of libun, because usually libun is libun. What do you mean if you're not makpid? But this is what the Gemara says, only if they're makpid. So Rashi says here, we're talking about getting the dust off. Tosfos says no. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, min hatal shelav, you're shaking off the dew. And this relates then to other cases of schita, where you're getting liquid off, you're shaking the dew off. Tosfos alva b'der min ha'afar, k'divish ha'kudras ein yirshi yishayach libun, just getting dirt off, dust off, dry dust, there wouldn't be any libun. The Rabbeinu Hananel, right, that was the Rabbeinu Hananel and Tosfos. Rabbeinu Hananel in the Pirish and the Bahag quotes that it's talking about dirt. Not dust, but dirt. Davar sheish alav, miyish alav tinuf. That would be usher. The Hemshech Gemara seems to point in the liquid direction, because right? If you look in 66, Kuf Mem Zayin, further down on the daf, Abaye havikoi kamir of Yosef, Armali havli kum tois, can I please have my hat? Chaza diikatalali, so there was some dew on it. Havikamachasim lusvalais, he didn't want to give it to him, because he had the dew on it. So he says to him, just give it to me. I don't really care. Nafot shadi, analokabdina midi. I don't care. So it seems like if you don't care so much about it in this type of removing the dew, removing the dust, that it wouldn't be a problem. And this machlokas Rashi Tosfos translates into a machlokas machaber in the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch apostles like Tosfos, liquid. Liquid only. If there's no liquid involved, there's no Issa D'Araisa. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Beis, source 67, Hamanar Talis Chadasha, Shechor, Ben Atal Shaleha. So he quotes all of the limitations. Black, new, Tau, meaning there's liquid on it, Chayef, Shanir Yafala Kamo Kibus, that's part of the Kibus process. The Ramah says, V'kol Shekin She'asu Lenar Beged, She'nashar Bamayim, O'shar Do'olav Kishamim. But then the Ramah says, V'yesh Omrim, To'asu Lenar Beged Min Ha'avak, even the dust. Even the dust, if you are makpid about it. If you are makpid about it. So the Machlok is Machaber in the Ramah, the Mishnah Brura, quotes that the Ramah is not machmir enough in this area. You want to yesh Omrim? What do you mean? Some Rishonim say that's the Pshat of the Gemara. Right? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Elio Rabbah has Medina Yishis Rezeh. Harbi Achronim Sovrim Kishitas Rashi. Okay, but this is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. If you look in the Bir Halacha suggests that these qualifications were only stated Here, if you look in Source 69, when there's the assumed status of things, right? If there's a new black garment, we're assumed that people were particular about it in the earlier days. But even if it's not new and it's not black, if somebody is careful about and makpid and wouldn't wear it outside, that could be an issue, even if it's not black and even if it's not new. Im yadua shafilu b'chizri, b'chivri, v'sumki gamkin darko lahakpid, then yasar gam sham l'na'er. L'maisa, what do we paskin? So Rosh Hashanah Shabbos rules l'chumra, like the Ramah, meaning even if there's no liquid, but only if one is makpid. Let's say somebody has a hat, somebody has pants, and there's some dust on it, and they would never walk outside with this dust. They're very careful about it. Then that could be an issue. If they would walk outside, you just want to wipe it a little bit, you don't want to get the dust off, but you really don't care so much about it, that would be mutter. Says the Shmir Shabbos, Source 70. Begesh nesalech ba'avach im hu begesh yim lahakbid al b'nikyono. If there's dust on a bag and you're usually makbid on it, asr lanaro lahasr zavik shalav. That's the Ramah. The Ramah quotes Rashi. Libun could even be just brushing some dust off. Achim hu begesh yim regil makbid al b'nikyono. But if you're usually not so makbid about it, mutol lachbo b'yad racha, so you could softly brush it off. Brush it off if it wouldn't make such a difference. So there might be a difference between men and women and different people. You can't brush it very hard, because then it shows that it's really embedded and it would be more an act of a libun. But if people, the begadim that are new, usually people are makbid about, new, black, she says those would be more chamar. But again, begadim that people are not generally makbid on, then there wouldn't be a problem. The Yalkut Yosef quotes that, again, the Shulchan Aruch is more mekel. The Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosfos, not like the Rashi. And therefore, maybe it'll only apply with liquids, but he says, l'chadchila, maybe to be machmer like Rashi as well. What about snow? So snow might be like a feather. The Shulchan Aruch said before, or the Ramah says, a feather is mutter because that's on top of. That's not within. So snow also, if it's hard snow, taking it off, that would be okay. But if it's nameis b'tocha beged, it's already within the beged, then that would be similar to the dew. One last section, and that is, what about the third day? We had Rashi, we had Tosfos. Remember, we had Rabbeinu Hanan al-Bahag. Dirt. What if there's dirt, not dust, on dirt falls onto my shirt? What am I allowed to do? How am I allowed to get that off? So if it's crumbly, and if I would start scraping it off, it will crumble. That might be an issue of tochein. We spoke about that a little bit in terms of grinding. Right? That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Mem Aleph. Titcha gabe bigdo. Source 73. What if you have dirt on your beged? You could rub it from the inside of the shirt, because then you surely won't grind it. And what about titcha gabe minalo v'chulu? The Shulchan Aruch says, Titsha al Bigdo, Mishafsho Bifnim, right? Because then it doesn't look like Malabain, and you are not going to come to grind it. But if there is some dirt on the shirt and it's more embedded, so then how would I get the dirt off? So I have to be very careful getting the surface dirt off. I can, but the Bir Halacha suggests that there are some heterim also, right? The Bahag's rule of taking the dirt off would be libun is only when it's black, new, like we said, and a person is very makbid about it. But if a person is not so makbid about it, you could take the dirt off. Okay, but usually, you know, if we have a clod of dirt on it, we would be makbid. Ah, but there's another heter. That's only if it becomes perfectly clean. Remember, the whole issue here is probably a derabanan of libun. So the Bahag says maybe this is only an issue of libun if there's no residue at all. But if there's a stain that's left, even after the primary filth is removed, then that would be mutter as well. That's what the Bir Halacha says in 75. Inami v'hu ikar. Detitsha gabi bigdo. After megaro b'tziporin, you could rub some off with your fingernail. Ein maver kesem lagamre. It doesn't totally remove the stain. Rak de megaro ovi atit milamal is removing the surface dirt. What's on top? V'kol shekein l'fi masha kazav d'bayi b'tilach. If something dry, by peeling it off, then it would be perfect. You wouldn't have any stain left. So that would be more of an issue. But most stains that we have today, if you're just getting the glob of dirt off, that would just remove the dirt and wouldn't make the stain perfectly not noticeable, and therefore that would be allowed. And the Shmir Shabbos also summarizes what we have been talking about on page 110 in Source 77. If the dirt is moist, then this part of the stain will remain. So you can rub it off from the inside, right, or even from the outside, being careful. If the dirt is dry, so then you might be worried about tochein, so you have to try to do it only in a way that it's not, it does not grind. If it's absorbed but can be completely removed, so then only if one is not makpid about it. One is not makpid about it, you're not particular about this garment becoming dirty, but any other type of dirt or debris that's not absorbed at all, it's just on top, so then one may remove it from the top. And that's what all the Shmir Shabbos says here in 77. You look at the last one, lichlo chanimsa la beged, if you have dirt on a beged, avaleno safugbo, it's not absorbed in, vagameno nibag, but it's not really stuck in, ein basar asom yishu misalibin, it's not a problem to take it off if it's just on top. Mutu lohasar mi ala beged, notza, feather, tibagefen chut, a string, that's okay, because that's not at all. It's not dirt in. That's dirt on top, and you're just removing it. If it's partially in, so then that's where you get into issues of, as long as the stain remains, or you're not so makpid about it, then it would be okay. Okay, this is a lot. There's a lot here about libun, Baruch Hashem. Next time we get into more about baby wipes here, if you want to look in the next couple of pages. But next time we'll get into, Baruch Hashem, tofer and koreah.